Didn't go our way last night. We got another game tonight, and we need everybody to be there, be loud inside American Family Field, game two of the NLCS. So many things going on with the crew around the National League Championship Series, so we welcome in our friend, Brewer COO Marty Ronski. Good morning, Marty. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, before we get to all the great things that you guys have going on with the Brewers, I honestly feel better about getting the, obviously would have preferred somebody to get a hit there in the ninth inning to drive in a couple of runs and maybe steal the win, but the fact that they got the bats going in the ninth makes me feel good going into this game today.
Yeah, and I got to tell you guys, as a true baseball fan, what Snell did last night was unbelievable. There were two things in that game that, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen before. The crazy play with Snell for that, that double play. Like, I've literally, stared at baseball for the last 23 years of my life straight. And that is, that was extraordinary. And then Snell's performance. You know, sometimes you just have to say, dang, you know, he had a game of his life and we were still in the game. So, you know, I wish it had gone our way. Undoubtedly, I know there's a lot of guys that are going to, you know, if this, if that, that's how baseball always is. We're in it. So feeling good.
Is this a harder one to flush, Marty, than the regular season for the organization, not just for the players? I mean, to me, it is. It's just a weird feeling. I'm not worried about tonight because I know that place will be unbelievable. But is it harder to let go?
You know, look, these guys, they compete their heads off all the time. And I think if you just watch them, right, you can see there's always guys that have a particularly good night and a particularly bad night. Never, I think, particularly easy to flush. But that's where, frankly, Murph and his coaches really come into this in terms of, okay, let's analyze it. Let's learn from it. And, you know, let's go. I think Murph even talked about that last night in his press conference, which is like, there's certain things you learn from and you keep moving. So no, they're going to be fine. I'm not worried. Does it ache a little more? Cause would you love to have game one at home? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know, no doubt. There's no doubt about that. But these guys, I mean, this is part of what I think we see in the moments that it's the heart. I mean, look at game five. Right. I'm not worried about their resilience a bit, too. I really am not.
Yeah. I mean, again, you're playing with Freddie, who's been so good at home. He's on the mound tonight. And then you go to Los Angeles and the Brewers are the best road team in baseball. So, again, it's a long series. It is a long series ahead of us with seven games. So we talk with Marty Ronski, Brewer, COO. Speaking of the game tonight, are there still some tickets available, standing room only, or did those get scooped up?
No, there are some, and here's what happens, you know, and I finally was like, we should talk about this. You know, when we've got these games, we sell out, and our fans have been just so extraordinary. So we sold out of everything we had, guys. And then what happens is, in this instance, the Dodgers say, okay, because we hold tickets for the opposing team always. That's part of just what we do everywhere. And then they tell us the night before what they're going to actually need and not need. And whatever they release, right, whatever they tell us they don't need, we end up trying to sell. So you will see this morning a few additional seats that are out there and, you know, across all three levels. Not a ton, but a few of those releases will come out and then a couple SROs that are still available.
Beautiful. So if you have an opportunity to go to the game tonight. Chew, if you want to fly up to Florida, bud, game's on me. I got you. We'll sit together.
Send me your G5 and I'll be there tailgating with you. I think the Brewers fans should be commended because we heard early in the season that the Brewers, the coaching staff up there, was not happy with the fans selling their tickets early on in the season. And, you know, obviously we worry about the Cubs infiltrating Anthem, and it didn't happen. There wasn't much of a presence last night for Dodgers fans, whether. So the fans really need to be commended for that. It was crazy to watch because the fans are just trying to will this to happen. Out of all
the amazing
home fields, they are the most excited, and it's just unbelievable to see.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say it better than you just said it. We are We're so grateful. The guys are grateful. I mean, it has been extraordinary in terms of our fans showing up and showing out. We feel every bit of it. I mean, we're the crazy people in the suite too, where normally we might feel like we're doing the same thing. We're, you know, whipping towels and doing the whole nine yards. But our fans, I mean, look at the yellow. When you're in that ballpark, you can hear it, you can see it, you can feel it. So the fans, we need it again tonight. You know, we need it if we're back in Milwaukee to clinch this thing. We need it then. But fans have been absolutely unbelievable. And I'll tell you this. The other thing that's unbelievable, guys, we're going to do another. We did a watch party for the first game when we were in Chicago, the first road game last week. We did a watch party at Davidson Park. 5,000 people showed up with their, you know, to sit with their blankets, the food trucks, face painting. 5,000 people. We were, you know, not sure exactly what to expect. It was extraordinary. We're going to do another one Thursday. You know, that game's 5:08. So, you know, fans can show up starting at 4:00. You know, bring your chairs and your blankets for folks who haven't been to that park before. It's really fantastic. And it was just a great community event. So they're showing up when we're home. They're showing up when we're not. It has just been incredible.
Tailgate games, face painting, DIY pennant making happening. Again, this is free. Just show up, take the kids. It's like you said, it's a 5:08. So, you know, the sun's still going to be shining and a great chance to spend some time with the family, but also, you know, cheer on the crew here in Milwaukee when they go out to L.A.
That's right. And I think, you know, one of the things that is just so awesome here, I saw this, one of my sons showed me this thing on Instagram, which is, you know, an image of the entire country. And it said fans who are showing or who are cheering for the Brewers to beat the Dodgers, and then fans who are cheering for the Dodgers. And there was like a little tiny corner of California and a little tiny, you know, spot, this would be Chicago, cheering for the Dodgers, and the rest of us all, you know, cheering for the little one in this. But, you know, it's been such an incredible, you know, showing of support by not only our fans, but frankly, sort of the way Wisconsin won the hearts of fans across the country. We're going to keep this thing going, guys. We got to keep going. I'm going to be back here talking to you guys in a few days. I can't wait.
All right. See, this is what I need. This is the energy we need, Marty.
Oh, yeah. Look, Marty, I feel it too, but I got to tell you guys, like, we have done this over and over all season, and there is absolutely no reason why it would not continue.
Marty, do you think there will be a good presence in Dodger Stadium? Think the Brewer fans are going to travel well out there?
You know, we're always shocked by the number of Brewers. You know, we're shocked by the number of Dodgers fans that end up here, and then we're always very pleasantly surprised by the Brewers fans in Dodger Stadium. I'll tell you, if nothing else, you'll hear me. My voice may be ringing through the entire, you know, stadium all by myself, if nothing else. But we've got some staff going and whatever else. And, you know, Dodger Stadium is, it's not a bad place to play, certainly, right? It's a little more open. And their fans show up, but our fans show up differently. So our voices will be heard. I have no fear too.
I was at the game last night. I thought about, but I did not ultimately pull the trigger on any of the new ballpark eats that you guys have for the NLCS. For playoff baseball, I just feel like I got to go traditional. I just need the hot dog. I need the stadium sauce, and I need my Miller Lite. That's it. That's all I need. And then maybe some peanuts to, like, stress eat, you know, while you know, the game's going on. But you guys keep coming up with just new, unique things for people to try at the ballpark. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, unbelievable is probably the right word for it. We've got everything from, you know, new kinds of ramen to different things that we're putting on fries to, you know, again, we still have the 2-foot nachos and all these other amazing things. And what's great is our partners, right, in the Third Street Market Hall and in the new food court, like the food trucks, they're all coming up with new food all the time to continue to celebrate, and fans continue. I'm always like, these games are stressful. How do you not to discourage people, but how is it like your heartburn not through the roof or your indigestion when you're eating that stuff? It's extraordinary. But yes, new food at the ballpark, undoubtedly, for the moments that you just need to go for a walk. Well, we've got all the standard stuff too, guys. So it has been, the other thing I will tell you is check out the store. The postseason merch and the DS Champions merch is, I should have brought one on this morning. Those hats are absolutely so cool. They're black, like a dark gray with gold. Those are for sale. They are really cool. I don't always say, and they fit right. They're not like, you know, they fit everybody's head right. I don't know about yours too, but they fit everybody else really right.
What are you saying? I got a big head?
It was just a guess.
I do have a big head. I do.
Going after our guy.
That's all right.
I'm going to see. I want to bring him for you guys, and I'm just not positive I can guarantee a fit there, but we're going to try.
All right, Marty, I heard Josh, you got two tickets tonight to tonight's game from you. Is that because Josh's advice he gave your son when it comes to fantasy football, or what's the deal?
No, we're still – I'll tell you what we're doing here. We're continuing to win you guys over slowly. You know, we're continuing to shift. This is – I know this is your prime time, guys. I know this is football central. But slowly but surely, we are and don't get me wrong, I love football almost as much as I love baseball. But as long as we're still relevant, I'm going to make sure that we stay relevant with you guys. So,
well, hold on. Gabe got some nice swag. I think he got a hat and a shirt. Joshy got two tickets to tonight's game, and I got a cat bowl. And I don't even have a cat.
Can I ask you? Yeah. Hold on. Would you like to come tonight?
Ah, it's a long drive.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what we're gonna do, my friend.
Okay.
Our next home game. Okay, game six. You are my special guest. Okay.
Okay.
We will get you back. You're my special guest. It's a Monday. You're gonna survive. It's okay. We can talk football, but
is it a 2 o'clock game? A 10 o'clock game? I struggle with night games.
He's just a big baby, Marty. He is literally a baby that you have to put to bed at like 8 o'clock.
He's in Florida also, and he's not coming back.
You know who would go back? My wife. My wife is so into this.
I'll take her.
She stayed up.
She stayed up
for the whole game.
Sold.
I didn't. And she had to explain the Frelick thing to me. My kids didn't play baseball.
That was a confusing thing. You're not alone in that. I'll defend you there for a moment. I mean, look at Sal. Sal didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah,
that's true.
These BC guys, some of us aren't the sharpest tools in the shed.
No, I will take her. She can come back and go to the game with me. We're all
okay.
No all worries. Right,
perfect.
And then you'll have more than a cat bowl.
Marty, thank you so much. Your energy is exactly what we needed today. Brewers, game two tonight. But again, don't forget to check out the watch party for game three. Davidson Park. Again, great things going on with the Brewers, with the NLCS. Thank you so much for the time, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Oh, thank you, you guys. We got Chewy. Stay awake. We need this man. Come on.
I'm going to try.
We need everyone. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Go Brewers.
Brewers COO Marty Ronski. Always love when friend of show Marty jumps on the show to tell us everything going on with the crew. Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, of course, the Jewelry Center is the only place to go. It's the best place to shop in diamond for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. That reason, the helpful team that Dean, the dancing machine, has put together. So whether you're in the market for a naturally mined diamond, a lab-grown diamond, whatever you're looking for, the Jewelry Center has you covered in Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington. Maybe you have an idea, you don't have an idea. That helpful team is never going to lead you astray to make sure that that dream ring becomes a reality. Check them out online, shoptjc.com. And when you head to the Jewelry Center, Brookfield, Greenfield, or in Burlington, tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.